Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, I'm watching the NHL Network. I just play this song occasionally and just weep, just sob silently. Yeah, you know, I just miss Hawks hockey when the weather's hot.
I know, we're so used to it.
Yeah, no rush for the summer to be over, but very excited about next season already. And Stan Bowman, Vice President, General Manager, and Honorary German Citizen, joins us live from the World Championships. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What have you seen of excitement there, and are you currently wearing Lederhosen?
No, I haven't seen too much Lederhosen, but yeah, we're enjoying our time here. It's been a really good run for the U.S. team. They lost the first game of the tournament, and then they won the next six. So we had a great end to the preliminary round. We finished first in our division, and we are awaiting the quarterfinal game tomorrow against Finland. So it's been a really good experience here so far, and looking forward to a couple more games here. We can get three more wins, we'll be the champions. So it's been a fun experience.
And I'm glad you're having a good time. I will ask you this. Is there too much hockey now? Is there too much hockey around the world? It seems like hockey is played every week all summer long, you know, outside of the NHL.
Yeah, well, this is a good tournament. This is something that they have every spring, and it's a long tournament, but it is certainly captured the spirit of the hockey fans. They've had incredible crowds here in Germany. It's been sellout crowds. It's been a really fun experience. And, you know, for people who haven't got a chance to see it, you know, the games, U.S. games are on the NHL Network.
Yep.
And it's a little bit of a different flavor. You know, there's certainly a lot of cheering and a lot of, you know, the spirit, the European support. The games are just a little different in terms of the atmosphere. So it's a lot of fun to watch, and it's fun to be part of it as well.
Will they play the Olympic rules?
Yep, it's on the larger ice surface here, so it's a little bit different, I guess, than NHL hockey, but it's still very competitive and high level. I mean, there's some great players here, especially as we get down here now to the quarterfinals. You'll be watching some good games.
Yeah, you got some of the bright young stars in the National Hockey League are on this team. You have a couple of guys, Stan, on the U.S. team. And what does this experience do for a guy like Nick Schmaltz, who clearly made some big strides during the season for you?
Yeah, I think it's been a great experience for Nick. Just watching his development as a player, you know, he's come a long way from where he was a year ago. You know, he got his first NHL action, and I think by the end of the year, he was an important part of our team. And he's coming over here, and he's played on the second line pretty much the entire tournament. So he's getting a big role. He's on the power play. He's had a good tournament so far. It just helps with their confidence. I think, you know, when you play in an event like this with and against some of the best players in the world, I think, you know, you step up your game. And I've seen that come out of Nick as well. So far it's been nice to see him take that next step in his development as a player.
As the summer rolls on and the expansion draft comes up, what sort of roster moves are you having to consider? And, of course, if you want to give me the exact moves now and break some news, feel free.
Well, that would be nice. But, no, we're still talking to some teams. As you know, there's a lot of maneuvering that's probably going to happen between now and, you know, the third week in June when the expansion draft will occur. You know, we know we're going to lose one player. It's the same for every team. Everyone loses one player and only one. So, you know, we're probably going to lose a good player, but, you know, the same can be said for all the teams. So that's the way it goes. We've had a lot of discussions and meetings and talk about things. So I don't have any breaking news for you, but, you know, I think we have a pretty good idea of where that's going to end up.
You'll keep my cell phone handy, though.
Of course.
Yes, yeah.
We'll be there on the bat phone.
Stan, the way it works, there are a couple ways you can protect guys on your roster, right? Can you choose by position which guys you want to protect?
Yeah, so they have two different approaches. Yeah, you can either protect 8 players total, regardless of their position, plus one goalie, or you can protect 3 defensemen, 7 skaters, and one goalie. So the second option I just mentioned gives you the ability to protect more players. You can protect 10 skaters plus a goalie, as opposed to 8 skaters plus a goalie. But in the second scenario, you have to break it up by defensemen and forwards. So obviously there's a decision you have to make there. So a lot of the players are exempt from this draft. So, you know, a player like Schmaltz or even Artemi Panarin, based on their NHL experience, they're exempt from this process altogether. So, it's a balancing act trying to decide which way we're going to go. But, it's something every team is facing. And, the league set it up this way so that Vegas would start with a competitive team. And so from that perspective, I get how they came to these rules.
And then right after that, you've got the entry draft. And is it different for you being the host team this year and having it at home and not worrying about having to travel at all, but having the rest of the league come to you?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time for us. It's something I'm looking forward to. I mean, the draft is a huge event for us in the hockey business.
Sure.
That's where you get your first glimpse at players that are going to be stars down the road. So, it's an NHL event, so they do handle a lot of it. But certainly, I think the excitement level surrounding the event and the awareness with us hosting it, we've raised the profile of the actual event itself. And I think it's something we've been talking about hosting for a while, and we finally were able to get it. It's really something special for the fans to come see. So, we're trying to expose everyone to, some of these players, most of them maybe aren't household names, but they are going to become stars in the years to come. So we're doing our best to try to get the word out on who these guys are. And, there's a lot of great stories that will come to the surface over the next 6 weeks. And so we're really excited. I think it's going to be a fun event.
And keep checking back to ChicagoBlackhawks.com or the NHL.com website, and just link it with the Blackhawks team site. In both cases, you'll get a lot of information on the draft. And if you're truly a Hawks fan, and along with the convention, it's another great chance to stay in touch with the team over the summer. All right, so a couple things. Panarin was quoted as saying he got tired at the end of the year. Now, there's always the question of translation and context. Did you guys have a conversation about that? And obviously, we're going back to the Nashville sweep here, even though Nashville has proven they were the real deal, and that was no fluke.
Yeah, no, Nashville's an excellent team. I think it was a disappointing ending to our season. We had one of our best regular seasons in the history of the Blackhawks, and then, we certainly didn't get the performance in the playoffs that anywhere close to what we hoped for. So I did talk to Artemi at the end of the year. I mean, the tire did not come up in the conversation that he and I had. He was disappointed in the way it ended, and he wanted to do better himself. And I think that's always a good sign when you see players that are looking to build on their season and they're not satisfied with the results they did have. I think Artemi had a great second season. Sometimes it's hard to duplicate what you do as a rookie when he was such a big player for us, but he was able to do that. He had a great regular season. And we just, as a team, we didn't have much luck scoring goals against Nashville. So, that's something we're looking to build on and improve. But I think, you're right. When you watch the way the playoffs have gone here, you've seen that this Nashville team's a force to be reckoned with. And it's going to, play out for a really competitive series, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, the Canadians would love to have a championship. It's been a long time for Canada, the home of hockey as well. I got to say, I really appreciated what you said on behalf of all fans, and I know it wasn't just a statement for the fans. I know that's how you felt with your own disappointment in what happened in Nashville or with Nashville at the end of the season. But I think that's one of the reasons the Hawks went from worst to first in the last 10 to 12 years. and are such a prize for the National Hockey League and such a thrill for Chicago fans is the people that make the decisions care as much as you do and never lose sight of how much you care. So nobody in the organization blew this off and said, we'll get them next year. There's a lot of work that's gone on already, and it continues, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a very disheartening ending to our season. And, we've spent a lot of time sort of trying to break it down. And I think, there comes a point when you have to start focusing on next season, but you have to spend enough time, analyzing what went wrong, what you can improve upon so that you don't repeat that. And, we have done quite a bit of, looking into ways that we need to improve leading into next season. And, part of it is going to be some new faces to the mix. And there's always changes year to year, even if whether you have a lot of success and win or whether you have disappointments, you're going to bring in some new players. And that's some of the stuff that we're focused on right now. So I'm doing some scouting over here in this tournament. There's some free agents available. And there's also still some hockey being played. There's this tournament called the Memorial Cup. We've got four of our Blackhawk property players in that event, which is starting this weekend.
Good God, man. Take a week off.
To be played. I know. It never stops. I mean, this is actually traditionally our busiest time of the year. Even if you're not playing, it's there's a lot of stuff happening at this time of year leading into the draft, like you said. So, we don't really get much downtime. We're focused on next season already, and we're looking ahead and optimistic that we're going to come back stronger than ever.
Nice to talk to you. I appreciate you taking the time this morning, and thanks for all the hard work that everybody in the Blackhawks organization does. Have fun in Germany, and pick yourself up a souvenir. I'd like to see you come back with a festive hat or something,
or a giant pretzel.
Yeah.
Remember, Stan? Did I beer Binta?
What does that mean?
Three beers, please.
All right, she'll send the...
Look at you. You're German.
I know. I'm trying to help you, Stan.
She'll send you the phonetics on that.
You.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Take care. Stan Bowman, your general manager.